You're listening to SBS News.
After the number of coronavirus cases in Australia surpassed 1,000, the National Cabinet met on Sunday night to discuss strategies for dealing with the pandemic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the heads of the states and territories announced new measures, including shutting down some places of social gathering whilst keeping schools open. Ahead of the meeting, New South Wales, Victoria and the Australian Capital Territory had already announced comprehensive shutdowns for their residents. All non-essential services had been ordered to close their doors over the next 48 hours, including restaurants and bars. However, the measures were adapted after a national approach was agreed upon during the meeting. The states and territories have agreed to close certain places of social gathering, including licensed premises, entertainment venues, indoor sporting venues, and places of worship. Clubs, pubs, casinos, nightclubs, cinemas, and gyms are the casualties of the latest measures aimed at curbing the spread of coronavirus. Restaurants and cafes are allowed to remain open, but will be confined to takeaway or home delivery only. Bottle shops, funeral homes, and shopping centres will also stay open, but patrons must maintain social distancing. The restrictions come into effect from midday Eastern Daylight Savings Time today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has acknowledged the consequences for affected businesses.
And I am deeply regretful that those workers and those business owners who will be impacted by this decision will suffer the economic hardship that undoubtedly they will now have to face. That is a very, very regretful decision, but a necessary one.
Officials also discussed the topic of schools during the meeting, with Victoria and New South Wales arguing they should be shut down. Instead, the National Cabinet has decided that schools across the nation will remain open. However, parents will now have the choice to keep children at home, and schools can elect to provide distance learning. Schools in Victoria and the Australian Capital Territory will close early on Tuesday and resume after the scheduled holidays. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the risk of coronavirus transmission amongst children is low. Prime Minister Morrison has stressed the importance of keeping schools running for those who wish to attend.
I don't want to see our children lose an entire year of their education. That's what we're talking about here. This is very serious. If you're a four-year-old child at preschool, you don't get your 4 years, your old year back. You only get it once. Early childhood education is incredibly important, as is all the years of school education.
Mr. Morrison called for people to cancel any interstate trips they had planned for the upcoming school holidays. The government has also reprimanded Australians for refusing to abide by health directives designed to reduce the transmission of COVID-19. Mr. Morrison says having hundreds of people crowd Bondi Beach on Saturday was not okay and showed some people are not getting the message. As a result, the federal government says it was forced to raise emergency measures to stage one, including the drastic restrictions on public places. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy urged people to follow social distancing, hygiene and quarantine requirements. He's made an appeal to young Australians not to ignore the health orders.
And I'm particularly talking to young people who may think they're immune to the effects of this virus, and it's true. Most young people don't get significant disease. But as a young person, you don't want to be responsible for the severe and possibly fatal disease of an older, vulnerable Australian.
The National Cabinet will continue to discuss plans to tackle the evolving coronavirus situation. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.